Thank you, Kevin. Very well done, as always. Coming up on the program, we are going to be talking to Ellie Marotti. She is a business reporter at the Tribune, about the easing of the COVID restrictions starting on Friday. And some places, as Kevin has mentioned, it's going to be a nice day too. Golf courses are going to be open. I doubt we'll hear Kevin here on Friday as a result of that, even though we will not be discussing COVID. Maybe we should just be discussing golf. But are we ready for those? And how are those going to actually be opening up? And we can take phone calls about what you're willing to do and you're not willing to do. Dr. Anju Peters is joining us right now from Northwestern Medicine, an expert in immunology and in any form of allergy that I could possibly have. That's the way I always look at this, doctor, because if I don't have it, nobody else does, because I have them all. All right, let's talk about the asthma story today. There is the possibility that asthma may not actually be one of those high-risk factors for COVID-19, or at least as high-risk as they thought it initially was. Is that correct?
Hey, thank you for having me on. But it does appear, you know, we all were very concerned because SARS-CoV-2, a coronavirus, we know is a respiratory virus, and we always worry that respiratory viruses will trigger asthma exacerbations. However, it does appear that it doesn't appear that people with asthma tend to get any worse disease compared to other people who also get COVID-19. And, you know, the prevalence of the disease has been very heterogeneous. In China, they didn't see much. In New York City, among the people hospitalized, it was about 9%. And keep in mind, in the general population in the U.S., asthma prevalence is about 8%. Some early research that we've done here at Northwestern, and this has really been spearheaded by our fellows and our, actually one of the main people on this is a guy named Christian Chiba, who's a fourth-year medical student who's graduating Northwestern Med School and is joining us in residency. But what we find is that at Northwestern, 14% of our patients who are admitted with COVID-19 or are seen in the outpatient setting have asthma. So we definitely at Northwestern are seeing higher prevalence, but it appears that our asthmatic patients with COVID-19 are behaving like other COVID-19 patients. So That's actually in many ways reassuring.
But it's got to be a little scary in the sense that people, you know, people with asthma already have their own stress about breathing, and especially when it kicks up, it's a very scary disease to have, right, to experience. So anything that would indicate or anything that could cause really difficult issues in breathing would be still, people with asthma should still be very careful, should they not?
Oh, absolutely. So we definitely know that asthma can be serious, and asthma is very common. I told you 8% of the population in the U.S. has asthma. We know people that are older who have asthma do worse. We know African-American race potentially can have more severe asthma. So you definitely should keep your asthma under control. And we know respiratory viruses, allergies, all worsen asthma. So it is something that we were all very scared of, and we've spent a lot of time taking care of our patients so that they don't come into the ER unless it's absolutely essential. And, you know, we've said, stay on your inhalers. It looks like inhalers actually do okay in these patients. And CDC, in fact, early on said, if you have asthma, potentially you will have a worse outcome if you were to get coronavirus. Now the CDC has updated it, saying if you have moderate to severe asthma, potentially you could have worse disease. So absolutely, anyone with asthma should be, just like all of us, be concerned about this virus, and we should take every precaution possible. And asthmatics especially, I would tell you, please stay on your medications. Talk to your doctor and do anything and everything you would to keep your asthma under control so you don't need to come to the hospital.
Let's talk about the difference between symptoms those who have COVID-19 and those who have seasonal allergies, because a lot of the symptoms mimic, right, especially early on. The biggest one, obviously, is fever.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is there that if people still feel bad, they're having difficulty breathing, they're having sore throat, those are all things that freak people out now. The minute that you have a slight cough, people are like, does he have it? So how can people feel better about that?
So, you know, this is something I've been talking to my patients all along, and I think it's very concerning because some of the symptoms are similar, but you always want to be really careful, but you also don't want to freak out, right? Potentially, it's more likely you have COVID-19 if you have a fever, which allergies shouldn't give you fever. Asthma exacerbation, unless you have an infection, should not give you fever. Most often with COVID-19, we also hear of symptoms of muscle aches, fatigue, not feeling well. But you're right. Some of the symptoms are similar. So the cough, the shortness of breath could be someone with allergic asthma. But remember, people with allergies and asthma have had it through the years, so should know their symptoms and should treat it for an allergic exacerbation. But if they notice all of a sudden their sense of smell is gone or decreased, all of a sudden they're really tired and achy and feel like they're sick with an infection, especially if they have a fever, and especially if they're not doing well, talk to your doctor, because you're right, many of the symptoms, especially sore throat, mimic it. Mm-hmm. What's been really reassuring with us looking at it, and, you know, there is this new paper that has come out and that we can talk about more, but most people with COVID-19 are complaining of cough, shortness of breath, fever, fatigue, muscle ache, chills, are not complaining as much of runny nose and nasal stuffiness, although some are complaining of those same sinus kind of symptoms. But other than this loss of smell, they're not complaining of the typical allergy symptoms.
And does loss of smell and taste an allergy symptom?
Typically, loss of taste and sense of smell is not a typical allergy symptom. It's important to know that it is a symptom of a subset of patients with chronic rhinosinusitis who have nasal polyps. And in chronic rhinosinusitis with nasal polyps, we definitely see a high prevalence of allergies. So you could be have allergies and you could have nasal polyps and have loss of smell and ongoing for many years. But if all of a sudden you develop a new onset, then I think you need to be considered yourself for, should I think of COVID-19.
And are we finding out that the people with COVID-19 who do lose sense of smell and taste, because that's one of the more common ones, and even when younger patients who do get better, but they're freaked out. We talked to a woman yesterday who went through that, a younger woman who's a healthcare worker. Does it come back?
So there's actually a study done in Europe where they look to see if this loss of sense of smell and taste does come back. And it does appear that in 44%, and, you know, it was not a long study because everything in this disease is, you know, new and changing. Right, right. And so things get updated. But about 44% of people who lose their sense of smell and taste, when they looked at them within the 2-week window or so, did regain it. So that's reassuring. But I don't blame the person who has all of a sudden lost that sense of smell and taste with COVID-19 worrying about it.
Yeah.
Partly because, you know, we see some people who are otherwise healthy and who are young than having all these severe severe things happening with COVID-19, such as strokes. We hear all this stuff in social media. We're reading about it. A lot evolves on this, but the important thing to know is in some people it does come back, and as we have more research on this, we're going to find out what percent gain it slowly.
Yeah.
But we know viral infections affect sense of smell and taste in general, so COVID-19 does.
And very quickly, I know Northwestern is doing this remdesivir trial. It's been part of it. And there is some initial information that's coming out today about this as a potential antiviral drug. It got some potential, maybe, and again, everything, because it's also new, as you say, doctor, there may be some hope in this drug for people who are just starting to get sick with COVID-19, who are mildly to moderately sick with it. But people who have severe cases, it may not be as good, at least according to the early indications. Do you have any thoughts on it?
You know, in terms of trials of these drugs, I know Northwestern is very involved in it, and we have experts in this. And Northwestern, I think, has done such a tremendous job with this whole COVID-19, the leadership, the physicians. I'm not the right one to comment on it, so if you don't mind, I won't. But okay. If you guys have any interest, there are definitely plenty of experts here at Northwestern who can.
We actually have talked to them as well. Maybe we'll try to get one of those a little bit later on. All right. Well, doctor, thank you very much. Anju Peters from Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for your help there. And thank you for making some allergy sufferers like myself not so freaked out right at this very moment. That is very helpful.